From Studio Live in Cumberland, BC, you're listening to the Edible Valley Podcast. I'd like to thank our listeners for joining in with us once again to listen to some food and cooking experiences from the Comox Valley.
Yeah.
I am Chef Jonathan Fraser.
And I'm the co-host, Aaron Howlett. And, well, how are you doing, John?
I'm doing well.
Good.
I am, I think. I'm a little tired.
Yeah.
Another long week.
Yeah. I guess this probably won't air for a little bit, but as we're recording this, this is just the day after Valentine's.
Exactly. So,
and that was a, yeah.
It's a Valentine's Day weekend.
Yeah.
Let's put Valentine's Day on Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah. Lots and lots of prep and extra work done to make sure that everybody's Valentine's Day goes smoothly. And yeah, it can be a really... a really tough weekend.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's been a rough couple of weeks for me. Just little things on the go, like we did that Meet Your Maker
event
recently.
Which was fantastic. I think we already talked about it a little bit, though, didn't we?
We did in the other episode, but we can just...
Meet Your Maker was fantastic. And we're still sort of seeing the benefits from that. I can't wait for more things like that to come up. And when I say we, I mean, of course, we as Prontissima.
Right.
And I mean, you know, there was other people, like the other efforts of ours were there too. I mean, we were both involved with Atlas, and Atlas was there. And lots of our peers, White Whale was there, a lot of other food producers in this area too.
Right. A few restaurateurs from elsewhere.
Yeah. And it was great. It was just such a great, you know, the discussion parts was great. The food was great, of course.
I heard it was really good.
Prepared by you. I like how you were asked to feed 40 people, but when time came, it was 90 people or something like that. Something to that effect.
Yeah, we were able to stretch it. We added some dishes and pulled everything together. So
yeah, and I felt, like I said, I mean, the food was great. The company was great. The talks were great. And even, and just there was sort of that right mix of people. I mean, there was not just restaurateurs and local growers and local producers, but there was also distributors and other sort of ancillary services, people that you never know how you're going to get in touch with these people or find somebody that's going to be able to provide this service. And there they are right there.
It was an excellent opportunity for that. So I got to connect with a few people that I hadn't talked to before and got to find out some new products and products that people were starting up in this area.
Yeah,
I've been doing for years. And I thought, well, these would be perfect for,
absolutely.
To use.
I was looking at it through the eyes of, you know, what would benefit Kamabento, my little sushi effort that, is, you know, quietly diminishing.
Still on the background.
Yeah. But, you know, and then I was also looking at it through the eyes of, oh, this would totally benefit Atlas. And I was also looking at it like this, oh, this would benefit Prontissima. It just seemed like there was something everybody was getting taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Big business, small business, you know, just, yeah, everything. And I made fun of the sort of the off-color naming of it. Meet Your Maker kind of implies something really...
sinister.
You know, sinister, yeah. But no, it was great. I hope that we get invited to the next one.
I definitely have to thank my helpers who helped do the meal
right.
as well, too, because we had Joanne who stepped up from the Chefs Association, as well as
Pierre
and
Tina.
And Leslie dropped by just to poke her head in
and
make sure we were doing everything.
Right? And the ever amazing Connie Earle was there to help service or with all the service.
As always, she always makes me look amazing, and I cannot thank her enough for sure. Also, Kirsten came in and helped out too.
That's
so
right.
She was. So we had a great group of people just to help out and put that all together. So.
Yeah, and so speaking of, you know, local events, just last episode, we were talking with Deanna from Dine Around. And, you know, I don't want to sort of beat a dead horse because I'm sure that's all covered in that episode. But what other events do we have to look forward to? Do you think, or what's on the horizon? What's coming up?
Anything? Well, you know what? I kind of a little bit off the radar. I mean, there is the ever popular. I mean, really, we're kind of in that
gray area.
That gray area. Yeah. We got a Dine Around is coming, so we got to talk a little bit about that.
And right.
We covered that in our last episode.
Right.
And just all the great restaurants, and I'm looking forward to try and sneak out on some Monday nights and maybe
and try some
food out there and do some different things there.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, the Shellfish Festival is coming up sooner than everyone always anticipates, you know. It's like all of a sudden boom, it's there. And I know Flavor is supposed to come back this year, and I haven't heard anything quite.
Oh, I thought Flavor was taking another year.
No, they're supposed to be back, but haven't heard anything.
Yeah.
So I know we did Taste this year,
right?
Which was a little bit different with the Chefs Association for a fundraiser with North Island College this year,
right?
Which was a bit of an auction where they had each compartment of the college, each section sort of had a booth, and they were trying to raise money to buy equipment for that course that they were doing.
Oh, yeah.
So each one of them got an opportunity.
I heard that they were really happy with the amount of money that was raised. I didn't actually get to go to that event, but...
Yeah, no, it was good money, and we had a nice local twist to it with a lot of producers and people stepping in and doing a booth, and not a booth, but serving food for each section that was there. And then they did a main course and dessert, of course. So it was quite a nice little dinner.
I think
three course dinner. So
wow.
Yeah.
So what else can we talk about? What else do we have on the horizon? What else are you wanting to maybe cover, touch on?
That's a great question. I had so many things going through my head, and now I'm just blanking on where I am all at. You know, it's going to be an interesting year.
Yeah,
we should talk a little bit about the new episodes that we're working on.
Sure.
Because that's going to be something I think that's going to
hopefully
draw a few more people and bring some interest to what we're talking about. So we're not just a rah-rah, these are great people. It's a little bit of a debate.
Yeah. So a couple of episodes ago, we tried switching up the format to, instead of just bringing in somebody to one-on-one, question them about how, you know, where their place is in the Valley and where they're going to and how they're involved. We invited a few people along to discuss a particular subject matter or issue. And I really liked that sort of change of pace. I loved that you had suggested it, and that's why I thought it would be great to do. And I think that that's definitely something to look forward to. I think that we should be doing that every once in a while now. I mean, so long as maybe the people out there that are listening right now, if they have any issues with it or didn't quite like the episode, they should let us know. But otherwise, I think every couple of episodes, we should try tackling one of the sort of hot button or overreaching sort of topics and bring in some people to discuss these things.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think we had tried to have four or five people for that episode, and in the end we had a lot of last minute cancellations, and I think it actually worked out in our favor because the few people that were here were able to really speak their voice, and it just seemed to be much more engaging conversation.
Yeah, well, we had Arzina and Blaine in here. And
yeah.
I know Blaine wrote a nice article on Facebook thinking about eating locally for the 365 days of the year, which was quite interesting. So.
Right, yeah. Yeah, no, that was great. I actually just read that last night, and definitely, you know, it's funny because... I know Blaine fairly well through you,
right?
And talk to him on a regular basis or semi-regular basis. And then we have him sit in on the podcast how often. And, you know, it seems more and more lately he's been involved. And then even then in that night, still had more conversation after the taping. And yet then he posts that and he's still got all these ideas. You know what I mean? Like just, there's a wealth of information there and he's got so much to share. So, that wants maybe a follow-up to that podcast episode from the other night should look up Blaine on Facebook and read some of his articles.
For sure.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I think we kind of covered it quickly here.
Yeah, sure. So we can wrap this one up and maybe, I guess, we'd be looking at two episodes from now that we'll probably be tackling another episode.
Another episode. So if anyone has any suggestions of things they'd like us to discuss, if we could bring some...
Any major topics.
We can bring some chefs or farmers in to talk about some interesting stuff. We'd love to do that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it was great sitting down with you again, John, as always.
Thank you, Darren.
This has been the Edible Valley Podcast. And we'd like to thank all of our sponsors. Ivan's Truffles, Atlas Cafe, Prontissima Pasta. Am I missing anyone, John?
I think that's our three
right that's now. That's our three. All right.
But we're working on that list. So thanks for listening to the Valley Podcast.